Hi, Paul Flackus, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking with Scott Becker. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. Doing great. Thank you.
Great, great. You're the president of Nissan Foundation and senior vice president administration, Nissan North America. Nissan's a great company, Scott. You must be having a good time.
We are having a good time. I appreciate it. And I'm particularly excited about the work we're doing with the Nissan Foundation, which is really improving the quality of life in communities throughout the country.
We're going to talk today about three ways to better building better communities, how to help break down social barriers, promote diversity, and support local nonprofit organizations. Scott, this is all dear to me. And I one time went across country in a Datsun 510 wagon. So I happen to know your company for maybe 40-plus years. Nissan is the greatest car.
Well,
and Nissan makes wonderful cars and continues to, and has always been a socially responsible corporation. So this is good stuff. Here's just another example of it. So tell us what Nissan Foundation is doing.
Yeah, thank you very much for the kind words, Paul. And at Nissan Foundation, for the past 26 years, we have been pursuing our mission of promoting greater levels of understanding in the community to bridge the gap between racial, ethnic, and cultural groups throughout the country. And so as part of that mission, we have supported nonprofit organizations that are doing really great work, doing all the heavy lifting at the local level. Approximately 120 organizations have received funding from Nissan Foundation over the past 26 years. In total, over $10 million has been provided as funding for the great work that they are doing. Today, we're very pleased to be announcing that this year, for our current grant cycle, we're going to be awarding $730,000 to 29 different organizations throughout the country that are continuing to do a lot of, as I said, that great work of improving cultural understanding in our community, which is so important these days.
Aha, great. I'll just mention that for 30-plus years, we've been a multicultural advertising and marketing company as well. So diversity has been integral in that effort and that outreach that we just covered a couple nights ago, Asian-American event. And we just continue to do that. And I've seen over these 30-plus years the growth of interest from corporate America, and I happen to know personally that you guys have been involved for all these years. So when I was offered this opportunity to speak to you, I jumped right on it, just so you know, because we heard of this broadcast as well, and it's a good news broadcast, and we also have a nonprofit. So tell us, what are you going to be doing for those 27 digital organizations? Tell us some of the kinds of things that they're doing that you saw was very important for the community.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for those kind words, Paul. And thanks for the great work you're doing at Good News Planet, really helping to promote the mission and getting the message out there. I'll just give you some a great example of some of the work we're doing, an organization we're very proud to be partnering with yet again for the third year is here in Nashville, Tennessee, where we're based. The Nissan Public Library Foundation has created a very interesting and creative program, which is called Civil Rights in a Civil Society, which is a program which is a training experience for law enforcement officials and a platform for a discussion and an understanding of the civil rights history of the local community, and an opportunity for law enforcement and people in the community to have a dialogue about understanding one another. We see it as an example of a program where we are able to impact what's happening on the ground in the community through a better understanding of the differences among us, the history that we've had, and to help to improve the quality of life and communication. There are programs that we sponsor throughout the country and that we're supporting, which are in many instances around education, a lot of it around the arts, around music, dance, a lot of it directed at school-age children in order to be able to start those conversations at an early level, at an early age, to gain that understanding that the differences among us are actually what make us great?
Well, being in the position I am, I guess, with the Good News Broadcast, actually we celebrate our 20th anniversary this year. And it's all about everybody else. It's hard to promote the good that's happening in the world. That's why we built this platform. So we could show, I'm stressed out from so much good news, Scott. And I don't think that to a certain degree, unfortunately, that most of the world might know, just here in the United States, probably have over 1,000 nonprofit organizations doing so much good in the world. And by you coming out as a socially responsible corporation, letting them know, one, that there's a corporation behind the good kinds of things that they're doing, two, that by promoting them, they will let more people in the community, because good begets good, right? Isn't that what you've seen over the years?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's very interesting, in fact, about the Nissan Foundation is going back just for a moment to our history. We started the foundation 26 years ago when our company was headquartered in Los Angeles. And in the aftermath of a lot of the unrest and those tumultuous times following the Rodney King verdict in California, we decided as a company that we wanted to do something good and take what was obviously a tragic and divisive event and make it something more positive by creating the foundation to help promote our mission. And to your point, Paul, about good begetting good, we've seen a lot of great momentum with our foundation. There are many nonprofits we've been supporting for many years. We've been growing the group of organizations that we are supporting. And I'm so pleased to have the opportunity to tell our story today, but also to be able to get the message out to your listeners who want to learn more about what we're doing, or to other nonprofits that are interested in applying for grants to help us to continue to spread the reach of what we're doing, to talk about our organization. So once again, really appreciate the chance to speak about Nissan Foundation.
Tell me, give me another example, if you have a moment. Give me another example of another group that you're supporting.
Yeah, absolutely. We are in Texas, for example, where we have a large presence in the Dallas area. We've been, since 2007, supporting the National Multicultural Western Heritage Museum that has a series of workshops, cultural heritage youth workshops, that are done with schools, where there are people who can come in and speak about the experiences that they've had, African American, Mexican, Asian, European, and Indian individuals who contributed to settling the American West. Another great example is the Tannenbaum Center for Interreligious Understanding in New York, which for 25 years has been a thought leader in trying to combat religious stereotypes, prejudice, and hate. So we participate in a program since 2013 called Combating Extremism as well, that's focused on promoting critical thinking, conversation, and reflection to address the kinds of fears that people have based on religion. And so once again, I think you can hear kind of a theme here, that it's very much about a dialogue and about understanding and about building bridges.
I love it, Scott. It's just it's integral to me. It's actually, it's Reverend Paul Slack, as Interfaith Minister. I'm going to ask you one last question also. We're involved, our nonprofit is Good News Corporation, and we're involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day. 193 countries agreed to a day of peace in the United Nations. And we do a bunch of grants. I ask people, what does peace mean to them? So last question, I know you have a lot of people to speak to. Scott, if you wouldn't mind, what does peace mean to you?
Peace, I think, really is about people and about relationships and about a view of seeing other people and other cultures as something that makes us part of a greater whole. I think it I think peace really needs to be driven more at the grassroots level, and that's why we're so excited to be supporting organizations that are doing that work day to day in the community.
Oh, that's beautiful. Scott, thank you very much. You're the right man for this job. Thank you, and continue the good, kind, loving, caring work. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul, and thanks for all the great work that you're doing as well. Appreciate it.